Yesterday, I spoke about the 5th Annual Connecting the Dots Summit, which was held at the United Way Community Room on May 20th. And I focused on the workshop given by the On Point organization and Leslie Scarce. There were also updates given by the Education, Arts, and Culture Department, Allied Arts, and United Way, which included a spotlight on the new Heart Gallery on Main Street, directed by Ellen Hevelon, and reaching underserved populations through art instruction and gallery space. EAC Administrator Missy Crutchfield believes in taking arts and social issues to the next level through asset-based community organizing. The purpose of the Connecting the Dots Summit is to have a community-wide conversation about arts and social issues. And this year's summit focused on the Project Ready by 21 initiative. Crutchfield says the more we build and strengthen relationships between all groups, the better the services and support are for the community.
We're all connected and thinking about social issues and using the arts, because when you use the arts, you learn faster, you retain longer. Why on earth it's taken us so long to figure that out as a country, as a world, that education, why even think about doing anything in education without using creativity, using arts throughout the curriculum?
United Way of Greater Chattanooga's Linda McReynolds served as part of the steering committee for the Connecting the Dots Summit. She explained the Project Ready by 21 initiative as a community-based effort to empower youth to excel.
Ready by 21 is an opportunity to look at Chattanooga's children and youth and be sure that we as a community have accepted the challenge to ensure that every child and every youth is successful by the time they are 21. But it's an opportunity to look at what we refer to as a pipeline. It's an opportunity to look, starting at, are all children in our community born healthy? And every child should have access to a good, healthy life.
Rodney Van Valkenburg with Allied Arts of Greater Chattanooga began working with Chattanooga's youth through theater over 20 years ago. He explained Allied Arts' new program, named Arts Are For All.
A lot of discussion, all this evolving of Connect the Dots through the last 4 years and really solidifying what Allied Arts is about through the Arts Are For All. And then the question is, who are those all? And many times we think about these things that happen in our community are for a certain group of people. And we think about perhaps the fancy car pulling up at the Tivoli to go see a concert. But really, most of the all are the children getting off a bus. Through our funding at Allied Arts, take the cumulative number of people who attend events that we fund, it's over 1 million people. And out of that 1 million people, over 50% are either 18 and under or senior citizens. So it kind of changes the perception of who are the all. And the reality of the all, as we looked at it, the all are the older folks and the young, very young students at Signal Centers who do rhythm arts, rhythm project with the Shaky and Read Levi Society and enjoying arts by drumming and water ballet that takes place at Orange Grove Center, or the Hispanic kids from Eastside Elementary taking ballet classes by Ballet Tennessee at St. Andrew Center. That really represents the all. A couple years ago, we did a survey of schools, and the results were not surprising, that if you go from school to school, the amount of arts experiences that a student has is really based on the school they go to. You could go to one school, they do lots of arts in their school, they're very engaged and do field trips and have artists come into the school, and you could go a mile down the road and the next school, not so much. And it's not even about economic of the school. You can have one school, say Eastridge. You can go to Eastridge Elementary School that has lots of arts going on, and just a few miles down the way you go to Spring Creek, not so much. So the question becomes, is the amount of arts that a student have become by the luck of where they go to school or by design? And when we come to the conclusion that Allied Arts, it needs to be by design. And I bring that up for what we're doing at Connect the Dots. That it needs to stop being sporadic, and that what we do needs to stop being just the luck of a great idea that happens and then goes away. But how can we begin to come together and work as bringing people together like what we have today to begin to design things for sustainability rather than just the luck of the project that somebody gets excited about.
Ben Valkenburg says the Ready by 21 project offers us an opportunity to reevaluate education with a look toward focusing on the whole child and bringing each child in our community an education by design.
We're at this real juncture, I think, as a community to talk about education a different way. And I do believe Dr. Scales would like that conversation to be made. And as a community, that if we're going to succeed in this initiative, that we have to stop making that the assessment of our success is these test score numbers. So our community is going to have to stand up and say, we wanted to have a different conversation and talk about success in a different sort of way, and talk about whole child and whole initiative that includes the arts, includes a lot of other things. Otherwise, we're not going to get there if we keep going back and saying, well, we have to read this test score. And you talk about lifelong learning, you know, if we put labels on schools, like we talked about at Howard, and you say you're not failing, and that has nothing to do with the student or their success, and they keep putting this label, somehow I'm keeping failing, and we're never going to succeed. But we have to understand that as a community, we have to stand up and say there's other ways besides this test score issue.
But we will be able, if art and expression of art and connecting the art work to our children is a key goal or outcome that the overall Ready by 21 group identifies for the community, we will find the resources to make that happen.
So what we're saying is that we really are all connected, and we really do need to connect the dots around, get out of your box, get out of the square things, get out of the square classrooms, take the kids outside. And this moment we have in history in our community, when so many people are doing such great things, we've got this moment where we can all look at a national initiative, Ready by 21. Chattanooga is one of 5 cities in the country chosen.
For more information about the Ready by 21 challenge, you can visit their website at forumfyi.org, or you can follow the links to our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, I'm Monessa Guilfoyle.